WFSI presents community involvement. For the next 5 minutes, we'll discuss an issue important to our local community.
Greetings and welcome. Recently, Habitat for Humanity turned over keys to 11 new homeowners in the Clay Street neighborhood of Annapolis.
Okay, I'm here with Mike Mitchell. Mike, you are in charge of Habitat for Humanity of the Chesapeake. How long have you been in that position?
8 years.
And what have you seen Habitat do in the community in those 8 years?
We've done two things. We build houses, but the second thing that we do is we actually revitalize communities. We see people get engaged in the community and become good citizens and property taxes paying them. And so those are the two things that we see.
And do you find that the community comes together, not just Habitat and the political people, but other sponsors, other people come in with either volunteers or materials?
Today it's a perfect example of that. There are 400 people in this audience, all of whom it took to come together, and all of whom are going to get involved. And that's what makes us feel such joy. Absolutely.
Do you have any prospective homes that will be the next step for Habitat for Humanity in the Chesapeake?
Yeah, well, actually, on the other side of this development, there's a phase three, and we believe that's been promised to another developer, but we're talking to the Housing Authority of Annapolis about doing more projects with them. And with the public support, we will.
Any other thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners?
We just thank them for the support they've given us and hope they'll come out to volunteer, shop at our restores, and just get involved with the organization.
And is there a phone number or website?
Website is habitatchesapeake.org, and the phone number is 410-366-1250.
Thank you very much. I'm here with Ronald Molden, and Ronald, you are getting a house today.
Yes.
But you've also been in this community for years. How has the community changed?
Well, slowly but surely, things is changing by new construction and outlook of the new houses that they're putting in and knocking down the old and bringing in the new. And I had moved from the community. I was born here in the 50s, but I had moved to another development and then went into service, served 6 years in the Marine Corps. Then after that, I came back to Clay Street. And then I found myself joining the Habitat. I was informed by one of my work colleagues on the job. I worked for the state of Maryland as an engineer. And I was informed about Habitat for Humanity because I done worked on over maybe 300 or 400 homes here in Annapolis. And I do engineer work, home improvement. So I figured I'd join them. I worked with Habitat for a couple of years. And I served about 600 hours. And I waited for this development over Clay Street to come along for 7 years. And so they blessed me with a house, and I really appreciate it, and everything's good. It's looking up, and the community is changing slowly but surely, but it's changing, and the sun is going to shine.
Now, the community, when you were here in the 50s and you went away and came back, had it had gone down at that point?
To somewhat of the lot of the elders had moved on and everything like that. Then the younger generation start coming in and everything like that. So, you know, with that, you get a little wildness, but things is coming back around, so things is looking up. So regardless, we got to work with it, and it's everywhere today. So everything's good.
Thank you very much, okay. And congratulations.
All right, baby. All right, thank you.
Delegate Ron George.
Your thoughts about today?
I think it's a big day. I think it's a wonderful example. I love the way the city back in 94 got the process going. The Habitat for Humanity does a wonderful job. But I have to tell you, to give people, to empower people who were once dependent, it's just a wonderful thing to get them away from having neighbors that are selling drugs and high crime to better a community like this. It just goes a long way. It speaks volumes. And it certainly helps the next generation.
Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed on community involvement are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This program is presented as a public service of WFSI.